Lorraine Govender is the National Manager of Health Promotion for Cancer, and she engages with the difficult challenges that are facing the treatment of cancer patients in South Africa during the COVID-19 crisis. Now, cancer therapy is very complex and its outcomes are centered on timing, and many oncology societies and health ministries have also issued guidelines for cancer care to enable oncologists and patients to sort of navigate through the crisis. Lorraine, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon and thank you for having us.
Lorraine, I got a bit of a shock when I read an article and read the headlines of the article where it says cancer patients are being sent home to die because the impact of COVID, there are other things that are taking priority. Is this the case, or are we sort of coping with both cancer as well as COVID-19?
Been through different levels. I think in the initial stages, during the hard lockdown, it was certainly a challenge for cancer patients to access the treatment centers. So I think at that time, we were quite unprepared for the pandemic that we faced, and cancer patients definitely did take a back seat in terms of going in for screening or diagnosis and treatment. But I think the situation, we wouldn't say is better. It's a little bit more stable, but we must remember that, one has to work through all the delays in order to get back to the current stream of patients. So it is not as bleak as it looks. It varies in different parts of the country, which it shouldn't be so, but it is so.
Chatting this afternoon to Lorraine Govender, National Manager of Health Promotion at Cancer. How did COVID impact the treatment of cancer patients?
So there's different ways in which we can look at it. If you think about the cancer screening, a lot of our patients and people didn't have access to primary and second level services. They had limited access to imaging, biopsies, and other investigations. If you think about the treatment, there were fewer people that actually were able to go in for surgery. There was a shortage of hospital beds to treat our cancer patients. And then again, we know there were staff shortages. If you think about the COVID situation, many of the clinical people were affected, and this definitely led to shortages in terms of staff. In terms of follow-ups for these patients, a lot of it was done telephonically. If you think about palliative care, caring for a patient who's been diagnosed with cancer, the inpatient care and home visits of these patients were certainly affected during the COVID situation. And if you think specifically around the challenges, transport was an issue during hard lockdown. We heard of the access to transport and, to go to other areas that was very limited. Lots of people were unemployed, didn't have jobs, they didn't have money to go to hospitals. Routine appointments were cancelled. And obviously, our medical personnel had to deal with the COVID cases, and that took a priority for them. And obviously, the risk and exposure to COVID, if you think about it, we weren't ready in terms of, all the protocols that we needed, the equipment, the testing kits, all of that was not readily available at that time. So definitely, we are seeing patients with a more advanced stage of cancer right now.
Mm. Are there still any treatment delays in the treatment of cancer patients at the moment?
We've seen, as I said earlier, it's different situations in our country, different provinces. If we look at Gauteng province and we look at the situation at Charlotte Makeke, definitely there are delays. We've heard first-hand knowledge in terms of that. So it varies across provinces. Health systems differ, unfortunately. Although we have a national government, our treatment access, and it's not always the same in countries, in different provinces. So there are definitely delays in terms of more especially radiation oncology. You know, there's definitely delays in terms of that. When you think about chemotherapy, it's more accessible. You know, you can work through the system. But because radiation involves equipment, there's definitely delays there. And if you think about the malfunctioning of equipment, trying to deal with the increased load of cancer patients, you know, during the different lockdowns, definitely has an impact in terms of our cancer patients.
Mm. Because I was going to say, you know, the treatment and chemotherapy and the treatment of oncology patients it's not that easy. It's not a very easy logistical thing of just giving somebody some tablets and then they can go home. Have you had any shortages of assistive devices? You know, and you spoke about equipment breaking down. And what other challenges have you faced?
That's a good question. You know, during the first phase and the hard lockdown, if you think about cancer patients who've had colorectal cancer or patients who use colostomies and urostomies, this is an assistive device that people use, you know, for drainage purposes. And we found a lot of them were, you know, couldn't access because hospitals suddenly closed down, people couldn't get to the appointments, and they couldn't get a lot of those devices to assist them. And, you know, we're still finding a shortage in terms of that. We also heard of a shortage in terms of pain control. There was also equipment that malfunctioned, and we needed parts for it, and it was difficult to get it into the country. But stoma remains a very relevant problem, unfortunately, in almost all the provinces. We cannot really identify what is the main reason for it, whether there is a lack of supply, local or international, but we are trying. The Cancer Association is making every effort to assist patients, and we also came up with a telecounseling line specifically for stoma patients, which is actually helping them to try and, you know, get their stoma bags. We really, really are helping, and It's a big problem. Some of them are even using bread bags. We shouldn't be having that now.
One can understand, you know, the problem with COVID-19, and it's brought along with its own bag of wishes and wants, you know, and one needs to work around that. But in that situation, one finds very innovative ways of working around this. The key thing for me is the emotional impact that this has had on most of your cancer patients. Talk to us about that. And sometimes, you know, when people go for chemo, there's normally two or three people, and they sit and they chat to each other. They might, you know, have a cup of tea or might have a glass of water before that. So that physical touch and that physical sort of closeness together with the treatment is one of the big things. But now we're moving into a different era. And of course, the emotional impact must have been of concern to you.
It was. You know, when you think of a cancer patient, one of the big needs in terms of recovery is definitely support to patients. And it was definitely a huge challenge for our cancer patients, because if you just look at hospitalization, you're in hospital and you're not allowed any visitors. So you can't see your family. Your family are depending on telephone calls to the unit to know about your recovery and, you know, how you're coping. And that was the only contact. And it is definitely a lot of it's isolation to that patient. But we were very fortunate. The Cancer Association has a care homes. And at our care homes, our patients stay between 6 to 8 weeks while they undergo chemo and radiotherapy. And so, you know, you are with other cancer patients. You're able to support each other. You're able to pray together, eat together. So there's a lot of support from that environment. We assisted wherever we could. We also launched a telecounseling line for cancer patients, and that has been, has helped them a lot during this time. But, you know, we're trying every means, and I think also, you know, the treatment centers also tried their best. But because of limited numbers and everyone focusing on treating the patient, the psychosocial aspect definitely takes a back seat in terms of the cancer patients.
Lorraine Governor, National Marketing Manager or National Manager of Health and Promotion at Cancer, chatting to us about the difficult challenges that they are facing with regards to the treatment of cancer patients in South Africa during COVID-19 and during the crisis. 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line at 0725671567 if you've been experiencing any kind of challenges in terms of cancer. Lorraine, thank you so much for your time and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us. And you know what? Cancer can be beaten. Despite the pandemic and everything else that we have, cancer patients need to definitely go in for screening. Early detection will definitely save your life. Thank you.
Lorraine, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. That's the National Manager of Health Promotion at Cancer chatting to us, Lorraine Governor.